Donald's response.
The sports I've played the most over the years are baseball, tennis, and golf. They are games that require finesse, a strong sense of timing, and concentration. To this day, I enjoy watching baseball and tennis, but I am a passionate golfer. I've developed fantastic golf courses because of that passion. The lesson I learned from those sports is the importance of instincts. Stamina and technique are both necessary requirements, but being truly great usually means there is an instinct that can't really be explained. Think about Wayne Gretzky's famous explanation for his hockey success. He simply skated to where the puck was going. That's a great visual for understanding instinct. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? Yeah, until you think about it. How did he know where the puck was going? How come all the other guys didn't know where it was going? Well, because he had something special. Instinct. Tennis, as a one-on-one game, made me realize that the idea was to obliterate your opponent. There's only one winner, not two. It's a fierce game. Have you ever watched the famed Swiss player Roger Federer? He's got the instinct I'm talking about. As Andre Agassi once said of him, "He's the best player I've ever played against. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do except hit fairways, hit greens, and make putts. Every shot has that sort of urgency on it. Anything you try to do, he potentially has an answer for, and it's just a function of when he starts pulling the triggers necessary to get you to change to that decision." It's interesting that Andre Agassi would use golf terms to explain Roger Federer, because golf is famously a brain game. Golf requires technique, but more importantly, it requires extensive use of the mind. Roger Federer controls the game and knows instinctively how to handle his opponents. He's as fierce as he is graceful, and good luck to anyone else on the court. Tennis is very much about knowing your opponent as well as yourself. That's another one of Federer's strengths. Playing golf is a form of fun for me, fun in the same way that making deals is fun for me. Golf champion Phil Mickelson says the best golf advice he ever received was from his father, who told him to have fun. Even when he practices, he's having fun and enjoying it. I can relate to that, and it's solid advice for anything you're doing. I have learned a lot about the integrity of people by playing golf with them. That's why so many business deals come about during and after golf games. A certain conduct is required in golf, and people who keep to that form will usually be good business partners. Some people call it etiquette. I just call it honesty. A golf game can be a good indicator of that virtue. Golf also requires flexibility. Keeping your equilibrium can make the difference between a great game and a bad one, and the same applies to business. Remain flexible. Don't stick to fixed patterns. Every game, every deal will be different. Be in shape, be prepared, practice, and know there will be variables to deal with. Nick Faldo, one of the all-time golf greats, says something that is absolutely right on. Whether you hit the ball slowly, soft, or hard, everyone needs tempo. Tempo is the glue that sticks all elements of the golf swing together. I've always been big on tempo in business, in life, and in golf, and his advice on the importance of tempo should be noted by everyone, no matter what your industry or favorite sport might be. These three sports have given me insights into business and life by both playing them and watching them. The number one lesson I learned from all of them is that precision, instinct, and tempo are all necessary in order to become extraordinary.